And I am glad to welcome Jorge. So Jorge Martinez will be speaking about Map Campaigner redesign, the data quality monitor for OSM. So let me read a few words about Jorge. Jorge has contributed for FOSS since 2014, and he has a master and a bachelor in electronic engineering from Universidad del Norte in Barranquilla, Colombia. And his research was focused in the development of computer vision algorithms to track and recognize objects and action in videos. Right now, he is working with HOT, especially in Tasking Manager. So let's welcome Jorge that we'll be presenting in the next talk. Thank you, everyone. One moment. So one suggestion is that we have this pad in the one you can be adding questions and answers. Please do not wait at the end of the talk to write your answers, your questions, sorry. Please, during the talk, you can start writing your questions so we have all of them already kind of aligned for the end of the talk. So you can start writing as long as you are watching the presentation. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so let's get started. First of all, thank you for watching this video. This is the first time I make a presentation at State of the Map. And also, this is the first time I make a presentation remotely. I know the organizers are doing a great effort to make this happen. So also I want to thank them. And yeah, I'm going to talk about Map Campaigner, which is the data quality monitor for mapping projects. It's a tool developed by the Humanitarian OpenStreetMap tech team. And yeah, I'm Jorge Martinez. And first of all, I want to talk about me. I joined the HOT tech team last year. First of all, working on Map Campaigner, then migrated to Tasking Manager. I recently joined on March the World Food Program JS unit and doing some work in GeoNode. My background, I'm a bachelor and master in electronic engineering. My thesis or research project was relating computer vision. And I'm from Barranquilla, Colombia. So the agenda, the first thing is an introduction. And then we move to what is a mapping campaign. And the third thing would be what is Map Campaigner, the tool itself, how it works. I'm going to show a brief demo and then some like tech explanation on how it works. And finally, the questions and answers, which is, I suppose, are going to be held in the QA session at the conference. So, over the years, we have seen like different projects related to mapping. We have seen like a group of people that gather together and start collecting or updating data related to some particular topic or some specific topic. For example, you can I'm showing you here a screenshot of Medellin Mappers. Which is an application that shows basic information related to where to find supermarkets or where to find pharmacies or drugstores. Also, there is an application, a collaborative tool, where people update and collect data related to health facilities, which is HealthSight. So, basically these two applications, what have in common is like there is a group of people that working together, they are like collecting data or obtaining data for some specific topic. And you can find in the OpenStreetMap wiki like different like projects or projects or mapping projects that are related for a certain topics. So for example, accessibility, there is a project that you can find related to finding buildings or finding shops that have like the wheelchair accessibility option. Also related to government, history, infrastructure, and so on. So yeah, what is a mapping campaign in general? It's a collaborative effort by people with common interest to map a particular territory or to improve mapping for a particular topic. This is a definition that I found in the OpenStreetMap wiki, and I found it like really nice because it's really short and it's straight to the point. That is like a group of people that gather together and start collecting data, basically geospatial data, and that data has some particular topic. And, yeah. So In general, like a mapping campaign or a mapping project involves like following characteristics. So the first one is to define the goal or the purpose of making this. Then like define the set of features and attributes to collect, what if we want to collect buildings or if we want to collect roads, or what would be the topic of the campaign. Also the region or the area of interest and the range of dates when we want to collect the data. And finally, the contributors. But it would sound easy, but there could be like common issues at the beginning. For example, is their data publicly available? I mean, it's possible to find data on the region that it fits for our needs, or which are the tools to run a mapping campaign. For example, do we need like to make surveys, or do we need to download some specific tool or software? Also, has the region all the features and attributes we need? Is there going to be like coverage tracking and QA? How do we measure if the data is collected perfectly fits our needs? Or is remote mapping possible? Which means like do we need to deploy people to the area or not? So based on those issues, there could be like challenges. For example, related to the data public available, who is contributing? Like, is there any organization doing that, or where is the organization, or is the data perfectly for our needs, or is something missing? Or related to if the region has all the features and attributes, sometimes data could be like sparse, sometimes could be messy. The local knowledge could be like missing, because we don't know if the people that collect data knows the place. And also sometimes it's hard to measure the high quality of the contributions made. And related to remote mappings, if we need to deploy people to the area, there could be like associated costs, for example, transportations. And sometimes related to the complexity of the area, it would not be possible to collect all the area, all the information for all the area. Now, based on that, HOT developed a map campaign, which in general terms is a monitor to, it's a tool that monitors the progress and the data quality of mapping projects or mapping campaigns. I'm gonna show you right now a brief demo. So if I go to campaigns.hotosm.org, this is the web page that it shows. First of all, I'm gonna create a campaign, so I need to log in, go to login session. Then you can log in using OSM credentials, so you don't need to create your own account. You just need to create your OSM one. And then I'm going to create a campaign. So the first, it involves a series of steps. The first is what is the project name? I'm going to create, for example, buildings in my city, Barranquilla. So Barranquilla buildings will be the project name. Also, the range of dates. So today is 19, so I'm going to start yesterday. I'm going to end, I don't know, this Sunday. And the description is collecting buildings in Barranquilla. Then I hit next. And the next step is to draw the area of interest. So there are two options. The first one is to upload a file, which could be a Polygon GeoJSON or a Polygon shapefile. Also, the other option is to draw on the map. So let me go directly to my city. It's over here near the coast. Yep, I'm here. I'm gonna map this area. I'm gonna collect the data here. Okay, and I confirm. Then I go next, and the next step is the features, to select the features we want. To add a feature, there could be like three options. The first one is to use a template, so we can get a map campaign comes already with a whole set of templates. for features and attributes. Also, there is a custom form so we can create a feature name, what is the feature we want to collect, the geometry of it, and also all the attributes that are going to be checked. And the third one is a YAML editor, which sometimes when you have like, you want to collect the same data for different campaigns, it would be like, it's not hard, it would be like tedious to start writing one by one for each campaign. So a YAML editor, you can store all the features and tags you want to collect, and then you just need to copy that YAML file, or sorry, YAML, yeah, you just need to copy the text into the other campaigns. So it would be like easier and faster. So for this case, I just want to collect buildings. So I just select buildings. And finally are the settings. So the first one, the option is to select the managers, who are the users that are going to be managers, the viewers, if we want to monitor some specific contributors, and also if we want to add base maps. So yeah, if I press submit, I can get the status of the campaign. So it's gonna be a series of tasks, and it's gonna take time sometimes. So I'm gonna use a previously one selected. So I'm going to show you shops in Bogota. It's another example. And this is the dashboard. So you can get here the total features that were collected from shops in Bogota, the feature type monitor, which is shops already, the number of contributors, and the feature completeness. Then you can get here all the details for all the features, and you can get here the status of it, who is the user that last edited the feature, the date, the attributes found, and the attributes not found. So yeah, let's select the feature, and I go to shops. And then I see the map, and it shows the area that I selected, and I see all the points that are related to shops. So this is a list of points that shows some shops, and also shows information in a specific color, which is the completeness of the attribute. So it means that if it's red, at least 25 or less than 25% doesn't have these features. So this is like the completeness measure. Basically, it checks if all the features, sorry, if all the attributes for a given feature are within the feature collected. So in this case, we don't have it, so we can get a red one. But you can get, for example, over here, this green one, you can get all the features that, for example, the name of the shop, the opening hours, and the other types. Oh, sorry, the other attributes. So it means that it has like 100%, which is okay for this of completeness. So yeah, in general, this is what Map Campaigner is. Basically, it collects data from OpenStreetMap. So we use Overpass to collect the data, and then based on that, we measure the number of attributes for each feature that are completed or not. So it's basically a monitor. Because, for example, if we know here that these regions do not have, or some tags are missing, or if we have local knowledge, we know that there could be also other shops here, we can go directly to OSM, for example, here. And if I press edit, it goes directly to OpenStreetMap. And we can use the AOI that we created for the campaign as a GPX in OpenStreetMap. And then we can go directly and we can update the data that is missing. So this is like the real goal, like to measure or to monitor the quality of the data. And we can check before doing deployment if it's necessary or not. We can check the amount of features or the amount of attributes that are missing in some specific region. So yeah, this is, in general terms, Map Campaigner. Also, we can get the contributor details for the features. So you can check here the ranking of the users that are contributing most for that given area. So we can show the rankings. We can, because we're not, I didn't select to monitor specific users. There are not a contributors monitored. And I go back. So Map Campaigner in general fulfills two general milestones. The first one, it facilitates the ground mapping by engaging contributors, because we know in the area which are the users or who is mapping and what is mapping that user. And also accelerates mapping campaigns, because it includes like coverage tracking, and also we can review and make quality assessment of the data collected from OSM. And all it could be done all, most of all could be done like remotely. And this is the techy part, which is in general, Map Campaigner has like a storage when we store all the campaigns, a server when we hit request, and also a list of stack of functions or contributions. So when we create a campaign, we send from the server the metadata of the campaign, which is the features we need, the AOI, also we need the range of dates, the name, description, and so on. And also, it starts computing at least a function. This is like a kind of way of serverless architecture, because when we start executing the compute campaign, it makes a request to overpass using the AOI. We read from storage the AOI, and then we execute an overpass function which reads the data, and then we store all the data from OSM. Then the feature completeness function is invoked by the overpass one. It starts getting the data, the OSM data that we collected previously, and start computing the completeness and all the features and all the attributes and how completed each one is, and then generates a GeoJSON features, which is then stored and showed in the map. So it starts like a series of functions that are invoked one by one, and then we finally get a list of functions that are executing one by one in a serverless architecture, so we don't need like a kind of server to make these functions that are running. They are like run every time, so we can every time we need to update, we just press a button and then we start updating the data. So this could be run also in a scheduled time. So each, for example, 30 minutes or each hour or week, or each 2 hours, you can like update the status of the campaign. So that's some general explanation of how it works. And yeah, I think that's all what I wanted to show, what Map Campaigner is. And yeah, thanks for all.
Thanks a lot, Jorge, for the presentation. Are we there?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. Can you hear me? So, okay. Yes, I hear you, Jorge. Thanks a lot for the presentation about Map Campaigner. Great to see this tool. So, well, I have questions. I'm glad because during the talk, people was already excited about asking a few questions. So I have them right here with me. So if we're ready, we can start. So first question, is this a new tool? And the person said, I discovered it this morning, but found out a lot of the issues. Some are already described.
Well, the tool is a word that was developed last year. It was in December last year. And I think most of the issues that are found are related to the AOI that is collected. And also, I think it's related to the option to like edit the campaign. So it's a progress that was developed last year, but we haven't like continued working on it. But I know there are issues and we should work on it.
Okay, thank you, Jorge. So the next question is, we will use it in a whole region or country, for example, France, but Map Campaigner don't accept large areas. So what's the plan for that, Jorge?
Well, basically the AOI restriction for large areas are because overpass. We're limited to overpass because we cannot collect, we cannot make a request of like big geometries to overpass because it will drop error. So we can limit or we can construct like multiple campaigns for now. And one possible work is to like a campaign. We can split a campaign to like separate ones, separate AOIs, and then start making requests one by one. Then we collect the data and then we merge everything into one. So that's one idea we're having, and we can discuss it further.
Okay, great to hear that, Jorge. And the next question is, do you plan to display a percentage also by attributes?
Percentage also by attributes. I mean, like the number of attributes collected, given a feature. Or can you repeat the question, please?
Yes, I will repeat it. But in case it's not clear, we can ask this person to elaborate more, and we can leave it for the end. I will repeat the question now. Do you plan to display a percentage also by attributes?
So per attribute, there is a percentage of completeness. So this percentage of completeness is based on the number of attributes that are found within the feature that is collected. I don't have like really clear the question. So if you can elaborate a little bit more.
No worry. I mean, we can ask the person to elaborate a bit more, and we can come back at the end of the questions. So the next question will be, what is the frequency of overpass queries?
So right now the scheduler is, we have everything in AWS. So there is a scheduler that is in AWS CloudWatch, and it's done per 2 hours. So each 2 hours, it collects data. But we're planning to modify Map Campaigner in order to be like user input. So if the user wants to like update the campaign, the user needs to like press button, and then it starts like rerunning all the tasks.
Okay, thank you for the answer, Jorge. So I have another one right here. Is Hot using Map Campaigner currently, or did you create it mostly for other users?
So in areas for making deployment is currently user. Mostly in other areas, not that by the technical team itself, but other dependencies of Hot are using it for like making data collection.
Okay, thanks for the answer. And let's see, there is one comment already. They said, this is an amazing tool. Thank you for sharing. And then let me see. I think the person just came with some more comments regarding the previous question that we were not able to answer. This person is saying, I want to know of many example names are set for all the OSM objects in the campaign.
Can you repeat, please?
I'm confused too. So, regarding the question, do you plan to display a percentage also by attributes? The person is complementing the question, saying, I want to know of many example names are set for all the OSM objects in the campaign. Same thing for another attributes.
Okay, I suppose he's referring to like attributes that are like created by users. So I guess that's what he's referring. So basically, Map Campaigner starts collecting the data based on the configuration that you set when creating the campaign. So if you don't add like the user input, the attribute given by the user, it won't collect it. So you can specify it within the YAML, or because in the templates we're not using those user-based tags. So yeah, it depends on what you're like specifying within the YAML file.
Okay, thank you, Jorge, for the answer. There is someone else writing another answer, and probably this will be the last one, so we can move to the next talk. So 1 second. Okay, it says, what is the link to the project you are demonstrating?
So right now projects are private. So, well, they are not private. So we're showing only campaigns that the user itself created, but I can share it to him, the link, and he can access. He cannot edit it, but he can access. Yeah, okay. I can share it through the chat, I think. Can you share it through
the chat? Yes, please, or in the pad, you can share the link so he or she can access to the link and they can take advantage of the tool. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. So I think those are all the comments and all the questions. Thanks a lot for staying in this talk. So